Support for WBFO and What's Next comes from our members and from Health Foundation for Western and Central New York, where racial and socioeconomic health equity are prioritized. Learn more about building healthier neighborhoods at hfwcny.org.
From Buffalo, Toronto Public Media, this is What's Next, an hour dedicated to amplifying the voices of marginalized and underrepresented communities across Western New York and Southern Ontario.
We cannot erase, we cannot reform, we cannot make things better if we're uncomfortable having tough conversations,
Absolutely.
If we're uncomfortable
Absolutely.
Talking about race.
What's Next carries forward our mission to engage in meaningful conversations about race, equity, and the shared concerns that deeply affect Buffalo's East Side and beyond.
Don't stop. Make those families part of your life. Their lives are part of yours. Don't stop.
Together, we dive into the real issues, striving for understanding, connection, and change.
In the suburban area, everywhere, we must work and teach our children.
Welcome to What's Next on Buffalo Toronto Public Media NPR. My name is Jay Moran. Very pleased to have with us today from Buffalo Prep, their incoming executive director, currently their senior director of college prep, David Johnson. David, great to see you, sir.
Jay, thank you so much for having me. Pleasure to see you and be with you today.
Yeah, it is great to talk to you. Maybe before we're all said and done here, we'll get back into the fact that you and I met 20 years ago when you first came to Buffalo. We could talk about that a little bit later on, maybe if we have the time, but we really want to talk about what you're doing today and what you're going to be doing at Buffalo Prep. But let's first make sure that our audience is acquainted with Buffalo Prep. Most certainly, it's a name that's been about now for, well, I guess, what, over almost 30 years right now, right?
36 years.
36 years. So it's a name that we know, but maybe we don't all understand what it is. I'll let you explain.
Yeah, so Buffalo Prep, oftentimes we're thought of as a school. Mm-hmm. We're not a school, but we are a school of thought. And Buffalo Prep is an organization that's been around for 36 years, and our mission is to promote educational access and opportunity in a rigorous programming for talented students across Western New York. And so we were founded on really being able to address some of the barriers that often impede the success of many students, particularly from marginalized communities. And so we're an academic enrichment program that really is focused on just trying to illuminate the brilliance of so many amazing scholars who rightfully deserve every opportunity to succeed. We don't believe that we are rescuing any students, but we are, as we like to say, are on a restoration mission, which is that is restoring the things that are rightfully deserving for our scholars. And so, I've been at Buffalo Prep now for 8 years and have had the opportunity to see the program kind of go through some different iterations. Hmm. And I'm really, really most excited about where we are today and where we're headed.
You know, so much in just your answer right there that is worth following up on. And that concept that we're not a rescue program. We're not here to rescue anybody. We're here to restore.
Right.
And you brought up the idea of the roadblocks when it comes to academics.
For
let's talk about that a little bit. I mean, if you feel comfortable doing so, maybe your own personal story to play in as well. What you see are those things that are holding kids back? What are they?
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of those things really are deep rooted, and what I mean by that it's they're systemic. Sometimes you don't even often see them on the surface,
right?
And I'd like to bring in, you know, my own personal story as a way to relate to this. And I think that's why I connect and resonate so well with Buffalo Prep. Going back to when I first started 8 years ago, there was just an alignment there because of the things that I personally went through. And I think about some of those roadblocks or social determinants, as we like to call them, is that, you know, I grew up in a household as the youngest of six children. My parents worked many times, you know, two, three jobs, odd hours, trying to ensure that we had the basic needs just to be able to survive. And that's food, clothing, shelter, you know, and one of the myths out there is that typically when you don't see a parent in education, that parent for some reason don't value it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't believe that for one second, right? And we fail to realize that there are other factors that often play into why a parent may not be present or as visible as you would like them, because there are other things that are taking place, you know, within that family household. And so oftentimes my older siblings would have to be the ones who would be there to help me with my homework, or sometimes taking me to and from school or practice, or maybe filling in a parental role, not because my parents didn't care or they didn't value education, but their primary focus was, we need to make sure that we have housing. And so when you're thinking about that, food insecurity, it can be another thing. How do you expect a student to be successful when they don't know where their next meal is going to come from,
right?
And they're going to school, you know, fatigue, on an empty stomach, right? And so those are things that they were a challenge for me growing up, and we see that, you know, showing up today as well. I think another pivotal piece for me was that when I was 10 years old, my brother was murdered and gun violence. And in the inner city, I grew up in Detroit, Michigan, and, you know, losing my brother was such a turning point in my life, because it instilled fear in me that I wasn't going to make it to the age of 22. And I was afraid to even go outside for a while. And that was very difficult as a kid growing up. And my job as a kid was just supposed to go to school and, you know, have fun and ride bikes and be out in the community. But as you can imagine, the societal things and pressures and things that were taking place, that was preventing me from doing that. And so I needed to have a lot of support. Thankful for mentorship through coaching, through my pastors at church that allowed me to have an outlet in sports. And so all those things helped me get through. But when I think about that as a kid, I could have easily drifted off into another path if it wasn't for those external factors and having that support network in addition to my family. And so I think, and when you think about some of those roadblocks, it's those determinants, and you look at socioeconomic status, what's going on in the household, what's going on in our community. I'm the first in my family to go to college. So, you know, we didn't necessarily sit around the table and talk about higher ed, you know, going to college, but I know my parents valued it, you know, but I don't know if it was something that they really thought much about, because we were kind of in survival mode a lot, right?
Sure.
And so I think about, what's the difference between me and the next individual who may have two parents who've went to college, had successful careers. What are the difference in those conversations around the dinner table, right? One is talking about, hey, you have SAT prep tonight, or we're driving you to go visit two or three colleges over break, where, you know, my conversations was maybe just like, hey, here's what we're having for dinner tonight. Or, you know, I won't be home tonight because I'm working late, or, you know, so it just varies, right? In terms of what that situation looks like. And those are some of the things that for us, we want to be able to mitigate as an organization, right? We can't solve all the world's problems, but if we can just provide, you know, really some peace and some comfort, as well as eliminate some of that stress and barriers for some families to be able to say, hey, a quality education is a right, right? To be able to have an education is a right, and have access to that. And if we as an organization can provide those resources and opportunities for families, then I think we've done a good job.
Could you see, reflecting back now, to David Johnson when he's 10, 12 years old, his family could have used an organization like Buffalo Prep?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, without a doubt, but wholeheartedly. I think my family would have, and then not just for me, I think about, you know, selfishly, you know, for my family, you see David Johnson a lot. You see things that I've been able to accomplish, you know, in the collegiate world of sports and personally in my professional career. And I'm humbled by all of those things, but I believe that I owe a lot to my older siblings who sacrificed so much, you know, to make sure that their baby brother had, you know, an opportunity. And I don't think, you know, college attainment wasn't because a result of my siblings not being smart enough or not having the drive or will to want to go to college. You know, I do think that there was a lot of things that came into play personally and things that selfishly that they did to ensure that I had a better opportunity. And so I owe a lot to them, but I think about what if, you know, what if my family had a Buffalo Prep and my siblings who could have modeled what success looked like for me in that space. And they did it in other ways, but I just think about, you know, we could have for sure benefited from a Buffalo Prep.
Do you see kids that remind you of you?
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time. And I started off really, when I was still playing college basketball, there was a lot of kids that I had the opportunity to connect with through the world of sports. And that's what really got me into wanting to pursue a career first in higher education and being able to have that ability to work with the student and see them, help them get to their destination. And so when I got to Buffalo Prep, it was a match made in heaven because I say all the time that there's so many of those young men who are walking through that door each and every day. And that's David Johnson all over again.
Yeah.
And so it excites me. It brings me so much energy and life to know that I have the opportunity to model for them what they may not see. Cause you never know, right? The dynamic again, like many people don't know my story unless I share it with them. And, you know, to having that opportunity to be able to see all the students at Buffalo Prep that I get to just be a resource to and for and model, it really excites me. So yeah, I see a lot of young David Johnsons at Buffalo Prep each and every day.
What stands out though? Like when you do see, like you said, oh, that kid reminds me of me then, or what aspect do you see? What are you seeing? Is it a way they're carrying themselves? Hey, I'm just kind of wondering, you know, like, you know, put us in the shoes of both yourself and these young people.
Yeah, so I think it's twofold. One, it's like you don't even realize the potential that you have in yourself, and you're trying to pull that out, right, of that individual. And I was walking around as a kid, and I loved to talk. Right?
Okay.
My grandfather was the only one that really would listen to me. I remember sitting in his room all the time next to his recliner, and he would have on his little nightstand a jar of peppermints that he would just share with me. And I don't know if the peppermints were to keep me quiet or just to keep to keep me in there chatting with him. But my mom will always tell me that, you know, I love to talk. I just wouldn't stop talking when I was a kid. And but with that too, though, came a lot of, like, you know, I didn't really know who I was, and I didn't grow into myself really until I would say up in the middle school. And for the kids that I see at Buffalo Prep, you know, you see the potential. It's there. These kids, one, they're already, they're self-motivated, very motivated to even be considering a program like Buffalo Prep, where you're making a commitment to, in addition to your day school, I'm going to come to this program after school on Saturdays during the summer, and I'm going to put in 500 more hours of intense academic work, right? They're far ahead of where I was in that aspect. So they're motivated, but they don't even realize where they can go with that, right? And so one of our mantras at Buffalo Prep is that we have superpower. You can change the world. And so oftentimes when I see scholars, I'll ask them about that. What does that say? We can change the world. Do you believe that? I don't know. You don't believe you can change the world? Not really. I think the world is too big. You can change the world. You're changing the world right now. You're already making the world a better place. Why? Because you're here, right? And so it's bringing that out of them. And I had a lot of that through mentors, through coaches, where they were, David, DJ, you have so much potential. You're a great kid. You carry yourself very humble, very personable, a great communicator, you're a natural born leader. And all these things were, you know, they were affirmational. They were just, you know, helping build me up. And so when I think about our scholars and how they show up, it's always, for me, it's an opportunity for me to remind them through every encounter that, hey, you have value, that you are special, you will make an impact, that you are a difference maker. And then I see all the potential that you may not even see in yourself at this present time.
How often do you think that message needs to be passed along? I mean, you know, I think I remember Steve Kerr once, on this before he got into coaching, saying something like that. These are messages that kids hear, but they don't hear it often enough. What about that? Was that the case for you? And do you see that also with your Buffalo Prep students as well?
Yeah, you know, I think as much as we can remind them, you know, I think it's important as much as we can. And the reason is because you just, again, you never know. Right? You never know what someone is going through. You never know what that individual's last encounter was. And I think it's the same for adults as well.
Sure.
And that's the focus at Buffalo Prep. It, you know, we can't be who we are for our scholars if we don't take care of ourselves first. We can't give what we don't have. And so our mantra is care for, capable, connected, the three C's. You want everyone that you encounter to feel cared for, capable, and connected. And so we need to remind those scholars each and every day, you know, that they have value, that they are special, that they can change the world, that they are leaders, that they are making a difference, that they are loved. I was doing some work once with a group of students, a group of young men through a mentoring program. And we were going around, we were having a conversation about, you know, when was the last time someone said that they loved you?
Hmm.
And there was a young man in particular, not at Buffalo Prep, who told me, no one has ever told me that. No one has ever told me that they love me. And I was just so blown away by that. And in that moment, you can see that that kid just felt this emptiness because everyone else had went around and said, you know, my mom told me this morning before I left the house, my dad. And so I took a moment and I just said, you know what? I love you. And you just never know, right? You just never know what someone is going through and what's the difference within that encounter that you're having with that individual that it can make for that person, you know, not just in the present time, but 10 years from now.
Right.
I'm sure we all have an individual that we can think back to, a coach, mentor, parent, family member, friend, of something that they said that really upset you, that hurt you, that sticks with you today.
Sure.
Right. Or even something that someone said that was, you know, positive, that still sticks with you today. And so that's the power of words. That's the power of being able to having those meaningful interactions with individuals. And so I think as much as we can remind our scholars, but then also our, you know, any individual we come in contact with, it has value.
We are talking with David Johnson this morning on What's Next. David currently is the Senior Director of College Prep at Buffalo Prep, and effective July, he'll be the new Executive Director. David's been there for, what, you said 8 years now?
8 years now.
8 years, so you've had a chance to see it. How many kids are going through the programs every year?
So we serve roughly 800 scholars each year. That starts beginning with the summer after fifth grade all the way through college completion.
And so to that, like, I mean, you mentioned this at the top of the program, you know, obviously there's that thought, Buffalo Prep, this is a brick and mortar school.
Right.
But this is different than that. And the idea right. that it's something that's there to bolster, to just like that, prep, yeah. prepare for that next level. So what do we ask our scholars to do then?
Right. So our scholars come to us first. We're, you know, we are looking for a particular scholar. We're not a remedial program. This is a program that, one, we look at the social determinants that to education and how do we help attract students who desire and have a dedicated mission to, you know, want to do education, right?
Okay.
And education we know can be hard, can be challenging. And so with Buffalo Prep, we are attracting a certain student that is a student who is, you know, highly motivated. That student is going to have to engage in rigorous programming. They're going to have to balance their time because they're competing against other interests, you know, such as sports and extracurricular. So what we ask our students to do is, you know, upon applying to Buffalo Prep, there's an interview process that they have to go through, and we interview the scholar, we interview the family, to really understand their level of interest.
But so also, not everybody gets in?
Not everyone gets in, right. Not everyone that applies that gets in. There are requirements that you have to meet, eligibility requirements, including income. You have to qualify for, but we do have a holistic review process. And when you go through the interview process, and if you are selected for a seat in Buffalo Prep's program, in one of the programs, again, we have a pipeline of programs starting with our Prep Scholars Academy, mm-hmm. Middle School Prep, High School Prep, College Prep, and then Alumni Prep. And so if you are able to get into one of those programs, you know, there's a requirement that you're going to engage in, you know, academic work, and that may look different depending on the program that you're in. So if you're doing one of our post fifth or sixth grade programs, primarily you're going to be engaging with us over the summer for 5 weeks. Those programs are really launched to mitigate the summer slump, get students engaged in academic programming for 5 weeks, taking math, science, ELA, and social studies. If you are applying for a more competitive program, which is high school prep, which is the core program that Buffalo Prep was founded on in 1989 with just 10 students, this is a more advanced and rigorous program that really kind of sets the foundation for one, getting into a really good high school, and then jumpstarting, you know, your career. And so this program, you're taking classes Tuesday, Thursdays on from 4:30 to 6:30 after school.
Wow.
And you're taking high school level classes, math, science, ELA, social studies. And then you're with us all day on Saturday. So you're doing that during the academic year. And then over the summers, for two summers, Monday through Friday from 9 to 4 p.m., you are at Buffalo Prep doing work. And so we talk about, you're giving up your summer, you're
right.
giving up your afternoon and evenings to come and do high school level work. And so that's what we're asking students and families to do, is to commit to this extra, right? This extra work, knowing that the benefit is that you're going to be able to, you know, get into, we don't guarantee a student's going to get into a great school, but that is an option for you, right? To get into a good, really good high school, and then go on to, you know, college of your choice, hopefully, if that's what you desire.
So if you're a fifth grader, you're what, 10, 11 years old,
yep.
right?
Yep.
I'm not sure. I mean, I think I always remember my parents talking about college, but I'm not sure at that age 11, I was ready to commit my after schools and my summers to going that extra step. I don't say how difficult it is. I don't want to say that, but you know, what are the challenges to, you know, to take that kid who says, yeah, I want to do this.
Right.
I think.
Yeah.
And then doing it and showing up and doing it and being committed the way you obviously need them to be.
It can be challenging sometimes, but I think it starts with the buy-in from the family.
Mm.
Right. And so, you know, that's why we do have the family interview component. But believe it or not, you know, our families are finding us. They're coming to us.
Right.
And they want their scholar to be a part of it. The scholars oftentimes, they're a little hesitant. They don't really want to commit to something like that. But once they start and they start to build the community and meet friends and be around like-minded individuals and start to see all the possibilities, then you start to see that scholar becoming more and more engaged and more committed to it. But, you know, just like any other kid, there's going to be, you know, some pushback and resentment sometimes. Oh man, I have to do this in addition to going to school, or I want to play school basketball or run track, and it competes against what I'm doing. And we try to work with the families as well, because we do also believe that it's important for those students to be kids still, right?
Sure.
And so we try to work with the families in terms of making sure that we can build in time for that scholar to still be engaged in their school sports or activities if they desire. But that commitment from Buffalo Prep is, it has to be there because there's limited spots for each program, right? And once you take that spot, you know, we can't backfill it, right? It's there. And so we want them to understand that there's a responsibility that if you fill that spot, that, you know, you need to make sure that you persist.
We are talking about Buffalo Prep this morning with David Johnson, their senior director of college prep. And in July, he'll become the executive director of Buffalo Prep. We're going to take a timeout, come back with more. This is What's Next on Buffalo Toronto Public Media, NPR.
Buffalo Toronto Public Media, NPR, brings you trusted local journalism every day. Our reporters are in your communities covering the stories that shape Western New York and Southern Ontario. The issues, people, and decisions that matter. Add national perspective from the BBC and Here and Now, and you're connected to the larger world without losing sight of home. Stay informed with reporting that you can trust on BTPM NPR.
Corey here with the Compact Civics Expansion Pack.
America is such a big, wide, awesome place, and to be able to see things that are representative of so many different places can be so important when brought to your tiny town.
Everybody is so kind and loving. I'm here in Buffalo just because of State Buffalo.
From urban farms to rural fairs, we'll celebrate spaces that bring us together and create community.
Watch on the Buffalo Toronto Public Media YouTube channel.
You're listening to What's Next, our place to discuss the important issues facing the communities of Western New York and Southern Ontario. We want to hear from you. Click on the Talk to Us option in the BTPM app, and we'll work to get your questions or comments on the air. Do you have a story or concern we should be addressing? Email us at whatsnext@btpm.org. Together, we'll have the conversations that matter. This is Buffalo Toronto Public Media, NPR.
And welcome back to What's Next. My name is Jay Moran with David Johnson today. David is the Senior Director of College Prep at Buffalo Prep. In July, he becomes the Executive Director. Well, you know, that's still a couple of months off here, David, but you're ready to roll in that new position?
I'm ready to roll. I'm ready to roll, Jay. It's been a long time coming, a long process, you know, working with Patty Steven, who was our current president and our Board of Directors, Executive Board on the transition plan, but I'm super excited and just so honored for the opportunity to even be considered for this opportunity with the organization.
It's interesting you mentioned your current leader and also the board as well. The idea that there are so many people who are committed to this mission, that's in itself has got to be something that on one side builds you up and other side maybe puts a little bit of expectations on you as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one, we're kind of our own, like our biggest critics, because we always say in the perfect world, an organization like Buffalo Prep wouldn't need to exist.
Right.
And I think we really become successful if we put ourselves out of business, because that means that we've figured it out as a community, as an educational system, where we've created the right model,
right?
That education across the board is equitable, right? And so that's the goal ultimately. But you know, to have such a outstanding board of directors who have been, many of them have been involved with Buffalo Prep, you know, for a very long time, and to be committed to the mission, the work, you know, on the ground in the weeds, not just at the board meetings, but out in the community as advocates, trying to, you know, help us push forth this work is so inspiring. And it does set a level of expectation and pressure. And, you know, I'm not naive to that. I do realize that. But for me, as someone who came to Buffalo Prep 8 years ago and have been able to see, you know, just the transition and the growth, I mean, what we've been able to accomplish together, It's something to me that I just feel like I want to continue to contribute towards that growth and success and what it represents for our scholars and families. You know, we always talk about aspirational capital, and for them to see individuals who look like them and represent them in some of the things that we are trying to fight against, you know, for me to be appointed the individual to lead that cause, It inspires me and it drives me, and it goes back to my competitive athletic days. Is that you want that pressure? It's like you're stepping up to the free throw line, you know, you're down one and, you know, you're trying to tie the game, right? And send it to overtime. You know, that's the pressure that I like. I embrace that. But it's not just about me. It's about what it means for our overall organization, our scholars, our families, our alumni, and then more importantly, our community. And so I look forward to it.
I appreciate the enthusiasm for that as well. I want to maybe turn that around a little bit and get into more of a general discussion about what you see is real in this community, in the sense that, like you said, it'd be great if Buffalo Prep wasn't needed, but it is needed. And you could probably argue that more Buffalo Preps are needed, or various comparative efforts as well. What's holding our community back? What do you see? And I don't necessarily need to, you know, you don't have to get on a soapbox necessarily, but you're talking to parents and kids every day.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think it starts with, you know, basic humanity. And I think it's seeing each other as humans with ability, with common interests, with respect and understanding that we all have inherent brilliance that we all bring, right? And it's not about competing interests. It's not about me trying to advance, you know, further than you, but how can we advance together, right? And that's what I see. I think that we are really missing an opportunity for us to come together as a community so that we all benefit, right? We know that Buffalo is one of the most segregated cities, right? And, you know, you see it on any given day, right? You just go outside your door. If you don't go out of your way to have any meaningful interaction with someone who doesn't look like you, it won't happen.
Right.
And we need to be more intentional about what does our interactions look like on a given, and on a given, any given day. And what are we doing to educate ourselves about, you know, other communities and learning about how we can help, right? Be a part of a solution and not continue to contribute to the problem. And so when I think about education, on the surface of that, just like the city, education has been segregated, right? And it has been giving benefits and advancement and privilege to some while marginalized and holding back others. And so many of those individuals who have been marginalized and kept from educational opportunities, they have to work 2, 3, 4 times as hard just to get half as far, only to come up against another barrier. So I think as a community, we need to be honest about what's really going on, and let's be uncomfortable, right? You know, with being uncomfortable and having some of these critical conversations, but not just having the conversations, but also doing something about it. And so that's what we're trying to do at Buffalo Prep. Some of the fights that's out there, they're bigger than what we can, that we can handle, right? So we talk about what if our spheres of influence, and we try to be the best that we can possibly be within our sphere of influence. And that's our community right here. And that's bringing people along, educating them about, one, the truth about what's happening in our community, but education from the very beginning of our nation. And so I give a lot of credit to, you know, Patty Steven, our president, and Marcus DeViso, our chief program officers, who have really spearheaded a lot of the work we've done in terms of, you know, taking leaders from the community of Buffalo and taking them down to the Equal Justice Initiative, and getting the chance to see some of Brian Stevenson work, who talks about, you know, from slavery to mass incarceration, and some of the things that are leading towards the issues that we continue to see today. And so it's an ongoing fight, Jay. And I think that there's still an uphill battle, but we have families who understand the power of education and what it can do, in terms of social mobility and changing generational wealth in this country and in our community. And they know education is a big part of that. And so our job is to, okay, how can we work with you to help provide that pathway for you and your scholar and work with our community so that your scholars aren't met with these roadblocks and obstacles. But, you know, I wish I can just pinpoint one thing.
Sure.
It's not that, but I do think that while we've made some progress, I think there's still so much more that we need to do.
Well, let's look at it then from, like you said, a family's perspective here. They've found some interest in Buffalo Prep. They go through the interview process. Well, let's maybe even just talk about, get back to the interview process for just a little bit here. Like you said, not everybody makes it. Not every family, not every scholar is going to be part of Buffalo Prep, though. Like you said, there are hundreds who participate every year in your programs. So what should someone expect when they come into an interview process?
Yeah, so they should expect one of, we always say it's conversational. It's an opportunity for us.
We could do that.
To get to know you. You know, Buffalo Prep may not be for everyone, and that's okay, right? And so we want to get to know the individual. We want to get to know the family. We want to know if it's something that, you know, Buffalo Prep can't help you with. We can direct you into. We can point you into the right direction, right? We can direct you to that next best thing. And so when they come in, obviously they'll do all the paperwork from providing their financial documents, the application, their writing samples, their creative piece. Some students like to add portfolios of things that they're doing. But when they come in, it's very conversational. It's very open and just really getting to know the students and talking through why are they interested in a program like Buffalo Prep?
Right.
What are their goals and aspirations? And you'll be amazed at some of these scholars who are so young,
yeah,
but have already given thought about where they see themselves for, 15, 20 years from now.
That's got to be
incredibly inspiring and just so brilliant. And that's the type of thing that drives me, is because oftentimes you don't even really appreciate how much we can learn from our young people because they have it, right? And so they come in and they share that with us. We obviously have a process that we go through of questions that we want to know in terms of commitment and, are there roadblocks or challenges that may, prevent them from being able to commit to a program, and what are barriers to transportation, that we can provide, support them through. But it's really a laid back process, Jay, that we want that family to be able to feel, comfortable enough with being transparent and open about what it is that they need and how maybe has the educational system failed them or helped them, and what are they looking for from Buffalo Prep to be able to step in and to fill a void, or just to kind of be a launch pad for them, if you will.
I thought you spoke very eloquently earlier when we talked about, the problems of the community, and the idea that sometimes individuals have to work so hard just to get to a certain point, and then they've run into another roadblock. I'm just wondering, just turning it around a little, and I don't necessarily need you to break confidentiality with some of the young people that you've talked to over the years, but are there these young scholars coming in with that sense on their shoulders already that, I'm going to have to do more.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to do more just to get to this level. And I want to go beyond that. I want to be a change maker in this community.
Yeah. There are some little social justice warriors already.
That's amazing.
That we have, they come to us already, just amplified, ready to take on the world and the challenge, and understanding that some of the barriers that are stacked against them. And we have honest conversations as well, Buffalo Prep, with our scholars, and because it's important that they be able to recognize some of those inequities and challenges in the world so that they can go out and be change agents. And that's what it's about for as as our, you know, as our vision at Buffalo Prep is that those students can go out and be able to shape the world, right, for future generations to come. So you do see that from our scholars. They come in motivated. They understand that there are some challenges that's stacked against them, and they may be navigating some of those, you know, currently in their communities, in their school, and we want them to be problem solvers, right? Not just complain about the problems, but how can you also address those problems? And it does light a fire under them to say that, you know, I need to work harder, right? I need to work hard. I need to push myself a little bit and make sure that when that roadblock does come up, that I'm prepared for it, that it doesn't cripple me, that it doesn't knock me back, you know, five steps where then now I'm lost and I don't know how to continue on. And they're never alone in that, but there is a balance of preparing them for that independence, but also making sure that they have a safety net so that if they do run into hard times, you know, they can always fall back on Buffalo Prep, knowing that they have this family of supporters. And we've built that with our alumni. I think our alumni, as we're starting to see now, their children are going to Buffalo Prep,
which is
very impressive. Just creating this community of supporters, network that you're never alone. And the personal stories of some of the alumni to be able to come back and talk to our scholars about their experiences, and even when it gets to the real world, right, beyond education, but now you're in the real world and you're facing some of these challenges, they just look a little differently, right? And so they don't go away. As you get older, you're going to just have a new set of challenges, right? They don't go away, and how you deal with them really, you know, is the most important piece in terms of building that character.
We're going to take one more time out and come back with our final moments with David Johnson. David is currently the Senior Director of College Prep at Buffalo Prep. He is going to become the Executive Director this coming July. We'll hear more about that and have more with you. Now, this is What's Next on Buffalo Toronto Public Media, NPR.
The headlines don't stop. The world keeps moving, and through it all, you need news and information you can trust. That's where we come in. WBFO is now Buffalo Toronto Public Media, NPR. Same station, same trusted journalism, just with a new name. From Morning Edition to All Things Considered, from Group Chat to Friday Night Lights, from What's Next to the BBC, we bring you the stories and smart conversations that matter. No spin, no nonsense, just the perfect mix of news, information, and entertainment. Listen anytime on the BTPM Listen app or btpm.org.
Buffalo Toronto Public Media brings our community together with programs that inspire, inform, and entertain. Enjoy trusted news, local performances, educational resources, and cultural treasures all in one place. It's more than media. It's a connection to the world around you. Discover what Buffalo Toronto Public Media offers at btpm.org. This is Public Media.
You're listening to What's Next, our place to discuss the important issues facing the communities of Western New York and Southern Ontario. We want to hear from you. Click on the Talk to Us option in the BTPM app, and we'll work to get your questions or comments on the air. Do you have a story or concern we should be addressing? Email us at whatsnext@btpm.org. Together, we'll have the conversations that matter. This is Buffalo Toronto Public Media, NPR.
And my name is Jay Moran, hosting today on What's Next. And we're talking with David Johnson of Buffalo Prep. David, coming in July, will be their new executive director, currently the senior director of College Prep. He's been there for 8 years. And you mentioned as we were going to break about alumni from Buffalo Prep. I want to hear some of these stories. I want to know what you now know about people who have gone through this program, what it has meant for them, how it has impacted their lives.
Oh, man. So the alumni, it's funny because when I first started at Buffalo Prep 8 years ago in December, we usually every year do a alumni reunion around this time after the holiday. And my first month on the job, I had a chance to meet some of the alumni at the alumni reunion. And that it's always amazing to me when the alumni come back and they show up, because it speaks volumes, right? It means that the program impacted them in a way that made them want to come back. And no better way of, you know, to have the true testament of the impact than to have your alumni engagement and see them come back and give back to the scholars. And so since being at Buffalo Prep, I've had the opportunity to meet so many of our tremendous alumni who we have even working with us now full time on our staff, on our board. We just had, we had our first board president, who was an alum, Luis Rodriguez, for 4 years. And we continue to just see the impact that our alumni that are making in the community. They are business owners. They are attorneys. They are CEOs. You know, they are educators. They're doing it all, right? And they're everywhere, not just here in Buffalo, but they're all over. And they all make time to come back. If you were to come into Buffalo Prep and Allen Hall and just take a journey through the building, you will see images of our alum throughout the building. And the idea is to lift as you climb. So as you walk up the stairwell, you see images of our alum and their journey and what they're doing. And it's an aspirational image for our scholars to be able to see when they come in that, hey, these individuals walk the same path that I once did and, you know, that I am now, and I can aspire to be that. And so we're always meeting, you know, incredible alumni going back from the very first class of, you know, 1989 to current, and just seeing where they are and what they're doing. And each year when we host our alumni reunion, which we just had, you know, the other one on January 2nd, someone else is coming back into the fold. And it gives me great excitement to be able to reconnect and bring some of the alumni back into the fold, because I do think that that's a huge opportunity for us to continue to build Buffalo Prep's legacy through our alumni, having them involved, hearing more of their stories, and having them at the forefront for our scholars to continue to model success.
Well, what about those stories? Are there elements that strike you of what they talk about their experience? Do they talk about perhaps maybe, you know, just help with a certain, whether it's ELA or math, or was it more of just the general experience that kind of led them? What do you hear?
We hear a lot. So we hear, you know, one thing we hear alumni talk about is just, you know, Buffalo Prep really prepared me for the rigor of college or, you know, in high school. I didn't realize until I got there that some of the stuff that we were doing, I had already did at Buffalo Prep in eighth grade. And so I was already further along and prepared. Buffalo Prep taught me the importance of, you know, time management and not procrastinating, right? Because we had to balance two things. And I was up until 11, 12 o'clock at night working on a paper for Buffalo Prep. And so when I got to college and my professor told me I have a 10-page paper, I was able to knock that out, you know, within a couple hours because Buffalo Prep taught me that. We also hear that Buffalo Prep also taught me the importance of showing up as my authentic self and being who I am and being proud and standing tall on that, right? That I don't have to shrink or pretend to, you know, dumb it down, not to be smart, and just show up as my authentic self, what it means to be authentic. And that's probably one of my favorites, is just being true to who you are and understanding that you are amazing and beautiful and brilliant just as you are. And so that's probably my favorite there, because you want people to embrace the real and authentic you, right? Without you having to feel that you're, you know, you have to change who you are.
We started the program kind of talking about your personal story, and now as we're winding up and you just mentioned that about your authentic self.
Yeah.
Is that something you can relate to? Is that something that maybe you struggled with that at a certain time in your life? And something that evolved for you, and maybe what the moment was that changed for you? Or
I've always kind of remained the same. I think so what you see is what you get.
Okay.
You know, I think I'm just an even keel individual. I leave with love and passion. I show up, you know, really trying to make the best of every encounter. I'm a big relationship guy, and I think every relationship is important to me. And that is, you know, if I'm talking to a stranger on the street, I want that person to understand and feel that they're the most important person in my life in that moment. And I've kind of always been that. You know, obviously there's been some growth in maturity through the years. I'm not a saint, right? I remember my mom would tell you that, God rest her soul, that she's, my mom used to always say that, you know, the good Lord was intended for me to be her last child, because she couldn't have had any more after me if she had to raise five more of me. But I think for me, no, just really being just true to who I am as a person. And I think that has served me well everywhere I've gone. And a lot of those things that I didn't know when I was coming up, that I was hearing from coaches and teachers and my pastor, was that continue to be that, right? Continue to be that young man where, you know, who leads by example, where when someone sees you, they see leader. They see someone with compassion. They see someone with passion. They see a difference maker. And so I've tried to just model that in all the spaces that I've been. I've always said that to my young mentees is that it's okay. You can be cool and academic. You know, you can be cool and smart. You can still be, cool and professional, right? You don't have to, assimilate to something that doesn't feel authentic to you just to fit in, right? And so that's always been my message. And so I'm always proud when I hear the alumni talk about what it's like to show up as their authentic selves. And I would just back that up by saying too, you know, there are some alumni who also talked about the benefit, because what we do at Buffalo Prep too is talk about, in addition to being who you are and your authentic self, you also need to be able to adapt,
mm-hmm.
right? And how do you adapt? And how do you adapt in spaces that may have not been designed for you to walk into those spaces? And how can you go in being who you are, but understanding the ability to be able to adapt? That's very important as well, because I think that is a skill that will also benefit you in life. So it's great to hear those.
I can speak to David Johnson's ability to adapt to coming here 20 years ago as a freshman at Canisius, and then adapting over at Damon and making a great career for yourself there, both through coaching and through education as well. So I can speak to that for sure. You know, one thing we haven't talked about, and we're only down to our last couple of minutes, but if people want to know more about Buffalo Prep, and if somebody who's listening, they know, maybe we're talking about their family or perhaps a friend or something like that, advise them how they should move forward.
Yeah, absolutely. So first thing I would advise you is to make sure you're following us on social media. Huh? We're on LinkedIn, we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram. You can also visit our website, buffaloprep.com, find out about all of our upcoming prep and actions, which we strongly encourage you to attend. The prep and actions really allow you a firsthand opportunity to come on site, get a glance at the scholars in action, in the classroom, in the weeds, doing what they do on any given day, seeing our staff or teachers who are in it. It's a great opportunity for you to come and see the program in action, and also just kind of learn about ways to get involved, whether it's through giving, mentorship, volunteerism. So check out our websites and prep in action. Also talk to your schools, your principals, your counselors, administrators. They all should be receiving nomination packages where you can nominate your scholar to apply for Buffalo Prep. Our applications are open right now, so you can, you have any scholar anywhere from that post fifth through eighth grade, you can have them apply for our program. And then if you have a high school scholar attending one of our local schools and they're interested in joining our college prep program, they can also apply as well.
Excellent. David Johnson, what a pleasure. David Johnson, thanks so much for being with us on What's Next.
Jay, thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
David Johnson, Senior Director of College Prep at Buffalo Prep, in July becomes their Executive Director. This has been What's Next on Buffalo Toronto Public Media, NPR.
Support for WBFO and What's Next comes from our members and from Health Foundation for Western and Central New York, where racial and socioeconomic health equity are prioritized. Learn more about building healthier neighborhoods at hfwcny.org.